Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, May 5th. Tesla has made even more battery improvements on its new million-mile battery, now with less cobalt. And this should result in lower cost and even more energy density. Last year, we were the first to report on Tesla's battery research partner, Jeff Dahn, and his team at DeLuise University, unveiling the impressive results of tests on a new battery cell that could last over 1 million miles in an electric vehicle. Now Dahn and his students, Yongling Liu and Jesse Harlow, have published a new research paper called Microstructural Observations of Single Crystal Positive Electrode Materials Before and After Long-Term Cycling by Cross-Section Scanning Electron Microscopy. It was in the Journal of the Electrochemical Society. In the paper, they showed how they achieved high cycling data for NMC622 and NMC811 batteries while using even less cobalt than NMC532 and achieving even greater energy density. A source familiar with the matter told Electrek that this new chemistry would be used in Tesla's stationary energy storage products, like Powerwall, PowerPack, and the Megapack, and it could already be in production. The new car market in the United Kingdom went off a cliff in April, plummeting 97.3%. Only 4,321 new cars were registered. In this highly unusual situation, 31.8% of sales were battery electric vehicles. The Society of Motor Manufacturers and Traders indicated that 658 Model 3s were sold in April, accounting for around 15% of new car sales. The Jaguar I-Pace was the second highest seller in April, with 367 units sold. Elon Musk is qualifying for his upcoming $7 million Tesla stock option payday, despite his best efforts to keep the stock lower. While Musk doesn't accept a salary from Tesla, shareholders granted him a very generous and ambitious stock compensation plan back in 2018. Last Friday, Musk said that Tesla's share price was too high in a series of tweets, which wiped out billions of dollars worth of Tesla's evaluation. The stock crashed almost 10% following his comments. Tesla investors didn't seem to care for very long, as the stock went back up to his pre-comment level the next day, allowing him to get that $7 million payday. Tesla has some hope to reopen its Fremont factory sooner than anticipated, as California has announced to start easing of its quarantine rules. Tesla and its workers have some hope as Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, announced the next phase of reopening the state. The opening guidelines for which businesses qualify are somewhat vague, but since Tesla opposed the initial order, it is anticipated they will find a reason to qualify. The Audi Q4 e-tron, the next electric SUV from the automaker, is going to start at just $45,000. A new report in the latest edition of Car and Driver has a profile of the vehicle, and it reports that, indeed, the price should be around $45,000. The Q4 e-tron will be Audi's first electric vehicle based on the Volkswagen MEB platform, with an 82 kilowatt-hour battery pack that powers the vehicle, and it is self-reported to have up to 450 kilometers, or 280 miles, of range based on the WLTP standard. Audi says that it should arrive sometime in 2021. No word on any delays as of yet. Audi was to be the first automaker to introduce a so-called Level 3 autonomy, where you could take your eyes off the road and let the car drive itself. But the combination of legislative uncertainty and the patchwork approach to technology has led the German automaker to give up self-driving plans for the Audi A8, which was due next year. Hans-Joachim Rothenplier, Audi's chief of technical development, told Automotive News, quote, "We will not see the traffic jam pilot on the road with its originally planned Level 3 functionality in the current model generation of the Audi A8, because our luxury sedan has already gone through a substantial part of its model life cycle." States, cities, and utilities from coast to coast are expanding programs to encourage EV adoption and new charging infrastructure. The pause in driving and pollution during the pandemic has urged authorities to promote electric cars. In Arizona, the Tucson Electric Power Company is now covering up to 85% of the cost of installing electric vehicle charging stations for business customers and local nonprofits. The Chicago City Council passed an ordinance to ensure that more residential and commercial developments are equipped to support charging electric vehicles. At least 20% of parking spots must be ready for EV chargers in new residential buildings. Connecticut released a report in April that sets a path for getting at least 10 times as many electric vehicles on Connecticut roadways by 2025. Denver this month released its electric vehicle action plan. By 2025, Denver's government wants to see electric vehicles make up 15% of all vehicles registered in the city, with that share doubling by 2030. It appears that the United Kingdom hit peak diesel last year and is not looking back. The RAC Foundation reported that there were 12.4 million diesel cars on UK roads in 2018, but that number fell to 12.3 million last year. Meanwhile, in the first quarter of 2020, a diesel technology forum said that there was a rise in diesel sales this year, mostly among pickup trucks. General Motors will soon start selling first-time diesel versions of the Chevy Tahoe and Suburban SUVs with the Silverado pickup. GM is not alone in making a play for diesel, which is being propped up as an alternative to EVs. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric bike review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the NACTO Cargo, also called the NACTO Camel. The $600 Amazon available e-bike was found to be adequate compared to its low price tag. The bike features a small electric system, simple mechanical components, and would likely suit short trips, though perhaps not for years to come. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.